better never rests.
Beauty killers in the sky. What a thrilling time to be alive.
What's up, everybody? It's Dogs HQ here, the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Rowe. He's Rusty Mansell. And clean old-fashioned hate, Rusty. Clean old-fashioned hate. Georgia, Georgia Tech's coming up this week. We got a little bit of Georgia, Georgia Tech. We got a lot of Georgia, Georgia Tech. We got recruiting. I just kind of want a National Signing Day is less than a week away. So, you know, we're trying to get there. And then, obviously, we're going to hear from our friends over at Prize Picks. We're going to hear from our friends over at FHS. And, Rusty, the first thing we need to talk about is just this matchup, this Georgia, Georgia Tech matchup. I like how Kirby said. He said, hey, street fight. That's what he expects. Physical street fight. Georgia likes those games. They play well in those games. They're going to have to play well on Friday because Tech wants this one so bad, you know it.
I wrote this week, I believe, Monday, one of these days, that I'm pretty sure that Georgia game from last year has been playing in the Georgia Tech building the past year. And they feel like there was a drop ball in the fourth quarter from beating Georgia. They were about to take the lead or get right back in that game with about 8 or 9 minutes to go. And it was a four-quarter game, if you remember. And they felt like they let one slip through their hands. And you know, it is what it is. This is not one of those I don't think anybody tries to hide it. And listen, I know Brent Key. I've known Brent Key for a long time. I knew Brent Key when he was at Central Florida. And I'm telling you right now, he hated Georgia when he was at Central Florida. Like, this is not a show. Like, this dude freaking hates Georgia.
Yeah.
He freaking, and you know what? That's who he is. He doesn't try to hide that. When Central Florida beat Georgia that year in the Liberty Bowl, I remember seeing him a couple of days later. And I'm talking about this dude was on cloud nine walking through school. He had that Central Florida vest on and it is what it is, man. That's yeah. Who he is. I think Kirby working with him, he knows that Brent Key hates Georgia to the core of his DNA. This dude hates Georgia. And Kirby Smart knows that Brent Key is coming in here. He's going to have his team ready to play, and they're going to have a physical football game. This is a rivalry game, and Georgia Tech would love nothing more to break a streak and beat Georgia. So I fully expect between Mike Bobo and, you know, Kirby Smart and some of these guys that have been through that Georgia Tech, some of those games where you've lost and you see those guys leaving the field and grabbing heads and all that kind of stuff. I would imagine that, you know, they relay the message. And interviewing some players last night, I got a chance to interview Jalen Walker and Dom Lovett. They kind of relayed that to me that, hey, the Georgia staff has let them know from a long time that this game is a rivalry and you do not want to lose. You do not want to be the other side of a loss watching the other team celebrate on your field.
Never, man. Never. And weird things happen, Rusty. Weird things happen when Georgia loses to Georgia Tech. Rumors get odd and, you know, stupid, you know, stuff starts getting said and it's unbelievable. And it just doesn't happen very often. But when it has happened, it's happened in the Sanford Stadium. And that's where they're playing. I mean, Georgia hasn't lost in Atlanta since 1999. I mean, Tech's not even giving up home field advantage by moving to Mercedes-Benz next season. Mm-hmm. They've gotten Georgia. When they've gotten them at home. I tend to think they've kind of gotten them in lackluster environments, noon games and stuff like that, not necessarily Friday night at 7:30. But this Georgia team's been so much better at home. And that's just kind of where – and a lot of that's got to do with schedule, right? I mean, Tennessee's really the only caliber opponent you've played at home that you've really lost to on the road, you know, Alabama and Ole Miss and all that stuff. But, I'm really excited about kind of the atmosphere, Sanford Stadium, Friday night, a little bit of a historic moment for me personally. I covered a lot of games at Georgia, never covered one on Friday night. So I think it's going to be cool to see what the environment is. But, man, how does Georgia respond to playing so poorly? To being so, you know, kind of not into it. And Kirby even said that after the game. I have to say this, Rusty. I have to kind of shoot myself in the foot here and make myself look bad. It was a few days after the game that I finally got back around to reading Kirby's comments. You know, you and I are talking while Kirby's talking after the game.
Yeah.
For Kirby to kind of come out and say, hey, listen, they look like they wanted it more than we do. I don't know. That to me, that acknowledgement, that self-awareness right there kind of made me feel pretty good coming into this week in this game.
I haven't thought twice about UMass game other than that nothing there concerns me. That game, other than Christian Miller getting hurt, that game is not going to carry over into this game. Personnel wise, it's just not. And you know, they would never admit it, but that was going from that Tennessee environment, one of the top five environments, in my opinion, ever in that stadium, one of the top five environments ever, to playing UMass at 12:45. And there's a senior day. There's a lot going on. You're trying to get your, you know, parents on the field and all that kind of stuff. It's just not the same in human nature. They can say all they want. These are 19, 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old kids. They knew they were 45, 46-point favorites. And, you know, sometimes crazy things happen. You have a four-quarter game because of that, because UMass, they weren't scared of Georgia. These guys are trying to show on tape that they can play. They're trying to say, hey, look, this is what I did against a guy from Georgia. But I don't put too much stock in the UMass game. Not a great performance. You want to see them dominate, but it doesn't really – I don't think that game carries over into this Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what I just think that for those concerned about that, to hear Kirby kind of be, you know, like self-aware about it, and for that to be a situation where it's like, hey, listen, this was an effort issue. This was a execution issue. This was a focus issue. Again, the Christian Miller thing is the bigger deal. I certainly believe that. But I just thought it was really interesting to kind of hear Kirby be blunt and honest about it. And it took me a few days to kind of get around to it, too. So, you know, knowing that a little bit later on in the week. Impact definitely the way I look at the game a little bit, for sure. All right, Rusty, another way to look at this game is through Prize Picks.
And our Let's do it, man. Prize
Picks, this is daily fantasy. Okay, it's daily fantasy, skill-based. And Palmer and I have been close to showing off our skills this year, but we haven't gotten here. So we call in Rusty the Bringer, and Rusty's going to help us here. Rusty, I have my eyes on these three things right here. I'm going to zoom in on them if I can for you and kind of give you a look at I don't think I can zoom in.
Just read it out to me. Read it out.
We got Arian Smith right here. This is Arian Smith, 45.5 receiving yards. What do you think?
I go over.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like that he can take one from 25 to 45 if he gets a little bit of space, much less, Lord knows, a little inconsistent on catching those long ones, but he can break yards if he gets space.
Yeah, that's right. 300-yard games this season. The first Georgia wide receiver with 3 100-yard games in a season since Isaiah McKenzie in 2016.
How about that?
You don't want to talk about the last two that have done it. Isn't that unreal? Carson Beck, 1.5 passing touchdowns. That seems pretty easy to me. I took the over.
Yep. I think Georgia's really going to run the football, but man, I think Carson Beck has been dialed in the last two games, especially the last about seven quarters. I would take that over. Yep.
Now, Dom Lovett gave Tech a little bit of trouble last year, had a big touchdown catch against him, kind of a longer touchdown catch. But I like Lovett to have another touchdown catch, but under 48.5 receiving yards. You like the over? You like the under on that one?
What's the other ones here? You got any other picks, options?
Yeah, we just
areas. That makes me a little nervous.
And so okay. Here's our deal. We can't have two picks on the same guy. You can't have two picks on the same player. So we had to go Dom Lovett if we're going to stay in Georgia here.
So we have to hit. Do we have to hit both on Dom Lovett? Like he has to score and he goes 48 and under? Or would we just simply betting on 48.5?
We can pick which one we want.
I'll go under on Dom.
Yeah, I like too. I like him to catch a touchdown, but maybe kind of stay under that. I think he's. I think most of his games have kind of been under. Let's submit this lineup here, real quick. Rusty, I believe that's telling me here as a power play, we got a chance to kind of double our money there. Bet 20 to win 30. Bet 20 to win 40. So that's the way Prize Picks works. Go in, make your picks over, under, and use the promo code DOGS, okay? Use the promo code DAWGS, promo code DOGS, and that'll get you $50 off your first bet your first play of $5 or more. Go on over to Prize Picks and check that out. All right, Rusty, National Signing Day, the beloved National Signing Day, the new one, I guess, is just a week away. It's just 6 days away. Man, how crazy is this finish going to be? What's going on behind the scenes? I know you're not going to, you know, we're not going to spill all the beans here, but I mean, how just up in the air are things right now?
I think the old timers are a little bit nervous because Georgia has the number one class in the country and there's not a lot of drama around it right now. You know what I mean? It used to be, hey, Georgia, if they get these four guys, they got a chance to finish number one. Or if they get these three and flip these two on the last day, you know, this going into this last week, I mean, they've got a couple of guys that's involved with. Obviously, the huge decision is going to be Justice Terry, the five-star defensive lineman out of Manchester, and what he does. Kid at Georgia's recruited since the eighth grade. They recruited him since the eighth grade. And Trey Scott was at his game last week, used his one visit there to see him. So he was at Auburn this past weekend. Who else are we looking at here? Kevin Wynn, the defensive lineman at Greene County. We expect him to be at Georgia. He's a Florida State commit. So Georgia's got some guys they're still in on. But, you know, I think if Georgia can, obviously they got a freaking great class, but if they can hold serve and close out a couple of more and get a quarterback and add another quarterback, which I think they're in a good shape, I think, right now with this young man from Clark Central, to flip him next week from Boise State, kid that moved here from Arizona. He has not been in Georgia but 1 year, and he just kind of made a name for himself. And what a hell of a move, man, because I think from my understanding, he felt like he was under the radar. He knew some people in Athens. His family did. They moved to Georgia. Now, he wouldn't even guarantee the job. There was another kid there that was pretty good, and he comes in and beats the starter out that was started last year for him, or was expected to start. He beat him out, got the job, had a good year, and people started taking a look like, wait a minute, who's this kid at Clark Central? And so he very well could end up at Georgia. So I think finishing off the D-line, adding another quarterback, and seeing where they are as far as what positions portal-wise they add. So hold serve, add Justice Terry, add Kevin Wynn, add, you know, keep Chroma, you're running back from Auburn, just do what you're supposed to do. And Georgia's got a great shot of finishing number one or number two, no lower than three, in my opinion. But right now they're in pole position with a week to go.
And I tell you what, man, no better place to follow it than Dogs HQ. I know that. I mean, you and Jeremy and Ruth are going to do a fantastic job doing that. There's going to be so much happening, so many moving parts, so many rumors, so many, hey, so-and-so's – where most of it comes from is, hey, so-and-so at Clemson or so-and-so at Ohio State reporting this. Then it comes over there, and you start end up checking on stuff. And when you check on stuff, you find out about other stuff. And then there's other stuff to report, and it just kind of gets out of hand at some point.
Power of the network. Thank God we got Steve Wilfong and Chad Simmons working with us. And
that's the truth.
Every time my phone rings right now from Chad Simmons, I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this to me. But no, he's good. These guys did a great job.
You know, us does a great job, and they're also a tremendous network, NFHS. NFHS network, I've watched so many games on FHS this year. I'm an NFHS nerd. I hope I never go without it again. I do know that it has been great to us this year. So many great games in the state of Georgia this week. Listen, as you're seeing right here, high school football, you can search this thing by state, by level, varsity, junior varsity. It does not matter. You can see Georgia commits. You can see Georgia targets. You can see Georgia, you know, potential Georgia guys down the road or people that just matter to you. You can see all of that on NFHS.com. NFHSnetwork.com. And they've got football, they got volleyball, they got basketball, anything you want. That's not to say every game is going to be on there, but there's a very good chance it will be. And if you use the promo code GODOGS25, you'll save 25% off your first month at NFHS. So go on over there, check them out. They've been great to us this season. They're a phenomenal network, and we certainly appreciate them. Rusty,
you can also go back and watch you after you, like, if you go to the Georgia Tech game Friday night and Saturday morning, you want to get back in and watch the
on demand.
You want to watch CJ Wiley and those guys play Friday night. You can watch Georgia commits. You can go back in. And by the way, Saturday at 2 o'clock Eastern time, Talon Taylor, who is the now industry wide five star verbally committed to Georgia from Geneva, Illinois. They will play in the state championship versus East St. Louis in the Illinois state championship. And they got their work cut out for them. But I have kind of been invested in this community and this school because this is one of those little small towns teams that have they got a superstar player and they're on a roll and they're facing a giant in East St. Louis. So you guys can watch that game in FHS.
And when will that be?
I think that's Saturday at 2 o'clock our time.
Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll definitely be one to check out right there. I mean, I know that there's going to be some good games on Saturday, but you want to talk about kind of having one with some media on. And listen, throw it on there. Just throw it on the on your computer screen and get that going with that game. I mean, especially if you're a Georgia fan, show a little support there for sure. Rusty, what's going to happen in this game on Friday night? I'm going to be honest. I keep hearing you talk about it, okay? And you talk about how they played the video, and I've heard you mention that a couple times. And the hate and the anger and how Georgia Tech gave Georgia a run for it last year. They're going to do it in Sanford Stadium on Friday night, you think?
They're going to get they're going to try to punch Georgia in the mouth. I'm very confident in that. They're going to try to be physical. It's going to be a chippy game. A lot of these kids, there's I would say under Brent Key, there's a lot more State of Georgia kids. They've done a really good job of recruiting State of Georgia kids. You look at Eric Singleton from Alexander. You look at Jamal Haynes from Grayson. You look at Aaron Philo from Prince Avenue, right off the road there. Their left tackle is a kid from Lassiter. I mean, they've got a lot of players. Their middle linebackers from Decula. I mean, they got a lot of kids that whether they publicly say it or not, they grew up probably rooting or following Georgia. This game is going to mean something to them. So I think looking at the roster, there's more people from the state of Georgia on that Georgia Tech roster. They've done a really good job of trying to get those guys over there. And then in the portal, they brought some kids home. So we shall see. But I think Georgia's a better team. But I would imagine that this is going to be chippy at times. You got to keep your cool and not do anything crazy and get any kind of penalties because this is going to be a game. It's going to be all the way to the whistle. I guarantee you that.
I don't normally do this, Rusty. I think Georgia rolls. I know Georgia Tech's coming in ready to play, and I know Georgia Tech's real physical and all that stuff. And I honestly think if Georgia Tech comes in and plays really, really well, that it can hang with Georgia, even if Georgia plays really, really well. But where I get off on this one is – all right, you're coming in here with all this emotion and all of this extrinsic motivation and all of this kind of outside noise and you know all of this stuff that you've had going on has kind of fed into you being real upset and your blood's hot coming into this game. So a lot of Mark Richt teams try to get that way and play that way for 10. A lot of teams just in general, football teams. I've seen Kirby Smart teams kind of get that way too, not on purpose, but it just kind of happens. That Auburn game in 2017, you got Sony Michel out there with personal foul penalties and DeAndre Walker trying to jump over the punch shield and just bad penalties. I just think Georgia's going to be the better, more composed team on Saturday. I don't think Georgia Tech quite ready for this one. I know that sometimes you get close and you think you're just right there on the cusp, but maybe you're not. And I think this is one of those things. I've got a lot of respect for how much better Tech is under Brent Key than it was under Jeff Collins. But I just don't think it's quite ready for Sanford Stadium at night with that so much is on the line.
I think that if Georgia gets that extra juice and that place is rocking and rolling and it's going to be freezing Friday night, which is great football weather, I think that Georgia can get this thing going. And I'm interested in the ACC because I'm not, you know, they beat Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how good Miami is. I'm not sure. We're going to find out to me about the ACC because South Carolina is going to play Clemson and Georgia is going to play Georgia Tech. Florida State is, gosh, awful. So I'm not – that Florida game is not a measuring stick anymore. But I think we're going to find out if South Carolina and Georgia both – let me say bully both of these teams around, it's going to be a bad deal for the ACC reputation wise, but we're also going to know that they were kind of who we thought they were coming into these games. We'll see.
Yep. And, you know, I do think, and I heard Heather Dinich mention this, and I thought that was an interesting point. You know, Miami's only loss has come to Georgia Tech. If Georgia were to, you know, kind of come out and put it to Georgia Tech, kind of handle them like they're capable of handling them, would the committee then kind of flip-flop Georgia and Miami? And that, Rusty, could be end up being a little bit of a bigger deal. You know, if you start to kind of get, you know, deeper into the playoffs, it could definitely be a bigger deal if Miami were to end up losing some sort of, you know, ACC championship game and you know, just kind of moving those names and those seeds around could, you know, be a sticking point for to win at the end of the season like this when you're finishing up your resume.
And if Georgia were to say beat, you know, Georgia Tech 31-13, and then Clemson were to beat South Carolina, you say 24-23. Well, Georgia beat Clemson by 31 points.
Yeah.
So Clemson gets a big win, but oh, by the way, head to head, Georgia steamrolled Clemson. So
I mean, there's a very good chance there, Rusty, that
that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm saying.
South Carolina, Georgia's going to have three teams that beat in the playoff field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the ones that lost to were just barely out of the playoff field. I mean, that's just the resume there is just insane. And I know that they play that a lot of attention is being paid to game control and all that stuff. But I don't know, with everything we've seen, Rusty, and everything that's gone so horribly, it's amazing to me that Georgia's in position to play for an SEC championship game with what they've accomplished. I mean, here's the funny thing, man. We have bitched and moaned about this team all year long. They've got a 34-3 win over a team that's very much alive in the playoff. They got a 31-17 win over a team that's in the playoff. Yeah. They've got a road win, a 15-point road win over the number three team in the country.
Mm.
And it's been a tough football season. I'm not even making fun of anybody. It has been a tough football season.
Georgia's had a hell of a schedule, man. I mean, it has been, if Kirby's smart, I'm not calling my shot. If Kirby's smart somehow, some way finds a way to win a national championship with this team, just build a damn statue now. Just go ahead and start on it. Don't worry about all the other, just go ahead and start getting the granite from Elbert County and have somebody to start on that thing, because this team has went through murderer's row to get to where they are, and they got a lot more to go. But if they were to pull this off with the injuries they've had, the inconsistency at times they've had, the off the season stuff going into this season and trying to get the kids circled up and just keeping them healthy, it would be by far his best coaching job. Long way to go, obviously. But I'm just saying, if it got to that point, get the damn statue, get the granite, and start cutting on it.
If it happens, me and Lauren Smith are going to get into a grappling match over who gets to write the book over it.
Put that thing. And get that statue.
And I like Lauren's chance. I like
Lauren. Yeah, Lauren is going. You're going to take an L on that, Lauren. And I'll say this about Lauren Smith, man. Barely, I know him a little bit, but he sits beside my daughter at games, and he requests to sit beside her, and he has kind of taken her under his wing, and that has meant the world to me. I mean, when she sees him, you know, he lights up, and I can never thank him enough. You know, she texts me when the first time, she goes, "Dad," this is probably 2 years ago, she goes, "Dad, do you know who Lauren Smith is?" And I said, "Yeah, kind of do there, Kaylee, kind of do." So, but yeah. She sat beside him, and man, they those two have hit it off, and it's good to see him take her under his wing and kind of take care of her. And I appreciate him for that, for all the things he's done at University of Georgia. That's just extra cake for me with him.
Absolutely. All right, guys, it's all over but the crying now. Y'all enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner later on today, or Thanksgiving lunch, or whatever you're gonna have.
How many plates are you gonna have? I mean, dead serious, dead serious. If we have a GoPro on Jake Rowe today, how many times will your plate be refilled? I would say 75% full.
Not a lot. I'm just going to carry a lot on that first one. We get them big disposables and big old, big trash can lid size things. And I'm just going to, anyone who's got to put your arm under so that grease in the middle. It'll be an all you can carry on the first go round. And then I don't get into the sweets too much. What I tend to do is I go get me a little slice of pound cake, and then I eat me a piece of ham. And then it's pound cake, ham all afternoon. And then that's how it would go. But I actually got to drive back to Athens this time. We're down in South Georgia now. We got to head back to Athens after Thanksgiving meal because Georgia plays on Friday.
Get you a cup of coffee. Like, hey.
Yep.
Get you that cup of coffee, man.
It's going to take a Red Bull. All right, folks. We appreciate it. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you after the game on Friday.